It took until Sunday of wild card weekend for the Broncos to learn who they're going to face, but now we all know. Cincinnati Bengals will come to Denver a week from today for the divisional round to face the Broncos. Here with Andrew Mason, going to take a look at some of the matchups, some of the weapons Cincinnati has with one of Broncos TV's new toys, and I really do hope that Andrew Mason makes it through this segment because this thing is pretty cool. Andrew, we know we just played them a couple weeks ago, but look, these guys are explosive. Show us why.
Well, it starts with A.J. Green, who, of course, was really not a factor when they played back in Week 16 because he had the biceps injury early in the game. He had a concussion a week later against Pittsburgh in the game they lost to lose the AFC North. But when he's in there, really a very dynamic player, maybe the most dynamic receiver in the league today, and a guy who makes Andy Dalton look good. And then you go into the backfield, and I'm going to get it working here. Jeremy Hill, you saw the 85-yard touchdown run that he had back in Week 16. Of course, very good. As you can see, he can make the plays in the open field. He can make guys miss. And when he gets to the second level, and he will when he stops dancing here, and you're going to see it here, this is Week 16. Never mind the holding penalty that was missed, but watch him in the open field and watch all the downfield blockers. You have Gresham, you have Sanu up there taking out Chris Harris. They work very well as a team in terms of their running game, and the blocking works perfectly with Jeremy Hill. And then the next guy to watch on defense, Reggie Nelson, a guy, former first-round pick 7 years ago, really came into his own this year, and you saw it in this game. Watch how he reads perfectly the bubble screen to Emmanuel Sanders. He was like, it was as if Nelson was in the Broncos huddle at times, and then you saw later in the game when he had the interception of Julius Thomas. You're going to see that coming up here. Just he takes the ball away, and yeah, you can argue simultaneous possession, but still, what a great effort. What strong hands from Reggie Nelson, and what the Broncos need to do is make sure that they change a few things so he does not know what's coming.
Cincinnati finally gets that playoff win they've been looking for since 1990. And they will come into Denver with some confidence now that they've beaten the Indianapolis Colts. Andrew, thank you so much for your time. Plenty of buildup all week long. Broncos got a playoff game to get ready for. And, of course, you'll find it on DenverBroncos.com.